From WGCU News, I'm Topher Forges. University of Florida researchers think they found a way to help Florida's embattled citrus industry. It's been devastated by the citrus greening disease. WGCU's Jessica Mazaros reports the solution is a variety of trees the growers want and scientists don't know much about.
Citrus trees are really two trees in one. The bottom part is called the rootstock, and the top is what bears the fruit. About 5 years ago, University of Florida horticultural professor Fred Gmitter and his colleagues noticed some citrus rootstocks were more tolerant of citrus greening. That doesn't mean they're resilient. They were infected, but they still produced healthy fruit. Gmitter says it usually takes 20 to 30 years of testing before he makes prototypes available. That's because he's looking for weaknesses in the rootstocks. They could be susceptible to other diseases or sensitive to soil and to weather conditions. But he says commercial citrus growers were so desperate, they asked UF to release 17 varieties of these rootstocks.
I can remember one day I was in the grove talking with a grower, and he said, "I want that rootstock. I'm going to plant 100 acres next year. I want to use that." And I said, "You know, I really don't know anything about it. I don't know how well it's going to yield." He looked at me and he said, "Doc, look at that tree. It has fruit on it. That's yield."
Gmitter says this may be a temporary way to keep the citrus industry from collapsing. He thinks there will eventually be trees that are resilient to citrus greening, but he says it won't be anytime soon. For now, growers are planting the more tolerant rootstocks. Gmitter expects tens of thousands of these kinds of citrus trees to grow in Florida within the next 2 years. Jessica Mazaros, WGCU News.